Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another Football Focus podcast. We are here for a playoff edition. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We had a pretty good Thanksgiving.
Not too bad.
Good football all around, good food as well. So we're right back at it. That is always quite a quick turnaround between Thanksgiving and the playoffs. And we're going to talk about both of the Division One matchups, semifinal matchups. We've got South Kingstown taking on Hendricken in the 2-3 game, and then in the 1-4 game, we've got LaSalle against East Providence. So let's start with Hendricken, playing host to South Kingstown Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Should be a really good game. I think it's a very interesting matchup, and it's really a matchup that I don't think either of us would have predicted if you'd asked us at the beginning of the season.
You wanted us to lay out our four playoff teams at the beginning of the year. I don't think I would have had either of these two teams in the postseason. We talked about it ad nauseum with Hendricken just kind of, you know, graduating that huge senior class from last year, and that class that was so instrumental in giving them that Super Bowl win that we thought it would be a little bit of a rebuilding year. And it certainly looked that way, you know, at times the beginning of the season. Obviously things have changed now. And for South Kingstown, I mean, I don't even think they were really on our radar screen.
Yeah, really not.
I mean, 1-7 last year in Division One. Maybe we didn't know enough about them to really see this coming, but it certainly caught us off guard. And they started 0-2 in the Division One slate this year, too. Mm-hmm. So even early in this season, not even just before the season, I don't think anyone would have seen this matchup coming.
Ooh. Yeah. Hendricken coach Keith Croft was on the South Kingstown bandwagon. He said earlier in the year that when they beat South Kingstown 21-20, that he thought South Kingstown was a really good team. I think it snuck up on a lot of other people, because last year you kind of assumed they'd moved up from Division Two, and you assumed, all right, it's not a good fit. They don't fit in Division One.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the real situation was that they were a little bit young. They mm-hmm. hadn't quite found themselves, and they have very much found themselves. They lost to Hendricken, lost to LaSalle, and then they've just caught fire.
Yeah, and just about everyone has lost to Hendricken and LaSalle, too.
Yeah.
And the way they lost to Hendricken kind of jump-started their season a little bit, I think. I mean, they lost that game 21-20 in overtime, a game I think they could certainly have won.
Mm-hmm.
But just hanging with Hendricken, you know, as it turns out now, Hendricken is 6-2 in the number two seed. Just hanging with a team of that caliber probably gave them a little confidence going forward, and obviously it showed. I mean, they won, you know, five of their last six Division One games, the only loss coming to Cranston East in a game that they turned the ball over a few too many times. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, you pit those teams up against each other, you know, 9 times out of 10, South Kingstown's probably going to win that game. So, I mean, a team that just really, really turns on the second half of the season. And I don't even know if they had expectations this high. I mean, I know they thought they were going to be good, and I heard a few people talking about it going in. But man, they are playing really, really well and deserve to be the number three seed in the playoffs now.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look back at that September game between Hendricken and South Kingstown, it was the second league game for Hendricken. It was actually the first one for South Kingstown. And a lot has changed since then. So they can't look back and say, all right, this happened in the September game, so this is going to happen in November. I think both teams have changed a lot since then. You've got Hendricken kind of finding its identity, smash-mouth football. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the year, they were kind of inexperienced, all over the place, really. And now those guys have picked up the experience, have really come together and played well. And then South Kingstown, like we said, they've just really turned a corner and have found themselves in a big way.
One thing I think you can take away from that game is how close it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the fact that the teams were fairly evenly matched then will still translate going forward. It's just going to be a little bit of a different style, maybe a little bit better football now than it was back then. Like you said, it was beginning of the year, both teams getting their footing, and now they're better teams than mm-hmm. they were back then.
Yeah.
I mean, not only have they changed, but they've improved, and improved heavily. So I think that it's still a matchup of two teams that are fairly similar. They
yeah.
both like to run the ball. You know, a lot of emphasis on the run. When that's going well, they're going well. Ball control, all those sort of things. And they did that back then, too. Only problem is now they fine-tuned it, and they're better. I mean, they're doing it better. Hendricken has really, really come on strong with that running game. And South Kingstown has four backs that we've seen and that we know are capable of putting out the big play.
Yeah. I think that's a good way to put it, is that they're different teams, but they've kind of followed the same trajectory. So the small gap between them, if there's a gap at all, is probably about the same. They've sort of mm-hmm. gotten better at similar rates. So I think it should shape up as another awesome game. Let's talk about South Kingstown, because they have caught fire, and they've scored the second most points in Division One this year, second only to LaSalle. 221 points, and in their five Division I wins, they've averaged about 35 points a game. So they have really found themselves offensively, and it's because of their running backs. Garrett O'Dowd, Sean Conley, Nick Neal, Nick Cruz, they run a wing T offense. A lot of people get the ball, a lot of people get chances, and for South Kingstown, all these guys have a chance to do something big when they touch it.
Yeah, it never seems like it's been one guy. I mean, O'Dowd's had big days, Conley's had big days, Neal's had big days, and Cruz has been sprinkled in there some. So Hendrickson certainly can't key on one person. O'Dowd is a guy who used to play quarterback. They moved him to running back, and you know it's been a smooth transition. He's moved in there seamlessly and been great. But it doesn't just stop there. I mean, we mentioned the running backs as weapons. They have a couple other guys who Keith Croft, who you talked to today, was pretty impressed with, their quarterback, John Krasacki, and then the tight end, Chase Almond. Chase Almond in particular is 6'5", so he's a real weapon for that offense when they do decide to go through the air. So a lot to be concerned about if you're Hendrickson's defense, a lot to focus on, and a lot of ways that South Kingstown can beat you.
Yeah, nobody's really stopped South Kingstown except themselves since they caught fire, because you mentioned the Cranston East game.
Yeah.
They had a lot of turnovers in that game and only scored 7 points. But other than that, they've scored 4 or 5 touchdowns in every game, and they've really, really been strong. So Hendrickson's defense has to come to play. One thing we had talked about that Hendrickson has going for it in that vein is the size on their defensive line. Guys like Mario McLean, Ruben Horace, they're big guys. And if they can control that side of the ball and control the line of scrimmage there, they may have a better shot than some other teams of stopping South Kingstown.
Yeah, Hendrickson's allowed the second fewest points in all of Division One. I mean, LaSalle's allowed the fewest, but in this latest streak for South Kingstown where they really have played well, they haven't played a defense like Hendrickson's since they really caught fire. So yes, their offense has been great and they're scoring 35 points a game in their wins and all of that, but they're going up against a brand new team here and a team that's bigger and more physical than most of the teams they have played this far. So it's kind of a classic case of, a really good offense against a really good defense. Not to say that they can't do things, on the other side of the ball, but I think that's kind of the key matchup there. Mm-hmm. Which unit kind of wins out, the strength of each team, Hendrickson's D, South Kingstown offense, which one comes to play a little bit more and turns the tide.
Mm-hmm. And on the other side, South Kingstown's defense has played pretty well.
Yeah.
Shut down a lot of these teams. And Hendrickson's offense has also, kind of come to play in there. And the offensive line, we talked about the smash mouth football. And I think they've got a chance to control the clock. That's what they always try to do. And if they can keep South Kingstown's offense off the field, that's as good as having a really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be an interesting matchup as well.
Yeah, they've done that a few times this year where they've really, really just taken over games by controlling the clock. The Barrington game they played towards the end of the year, we've talked about it before, but they had about a 10-minute drive to start the second half that really helped them seize control. 14-0 game becomes 21-0, and not only that, you just mow down the other team for 10 full minutes. I mean, it's huge. So that's, that's the style they're going to try and play. And, if they can do that, if they can do that to that level, it's going to be hard to see them going down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you get a 3-and-out here and there, and all of a sudden the tide changes. So obviously trying to control the ball, try and control the game, and try and dictate what happens out there on the field.
Yeah, the one time Hendrickson didn't do that in the second half of the season was against East Providence.
Yeah.
Kind of had a bad game, let it slip away a little bit, and East Providence is explosive like South Kingstown and just took advantage. So Hendrickson really does need to control the ball and needs to score when it gets the chances. It's definitely going to be a good matchup, I think, and I think both these teams be very eager to get another shot at LaSalle.
Mm-hmm.
They both played LaSalle very early in the season. This is assuming LaSalle beats East Providence, but they are the favorites in that one. So both teams would really like to get this win. So it's definitely going to be a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a chance for Hendrickson to get back to the Super Bowl for the third straight year, and a chance to obviously defend the championship that they won last year, and a chance for South Kingstown to put themselves on the map even more than they are right now. I mean, they made the playoffs, but going to a Super Bowl, and it's your second year in Division One, that's pretty special.
Yep, absolutely. All right, our prediction for this one, we are going to take Hendrickson in a close one, 27-21. All right, let's talk about the other Division One game. That's East Providence visiting LaSalle, also Tuesday night. East Providence comes in at 4-4 in Division One. LaSalle, as everybody knows, 8-0 in Division One, has really had an awesome season. And these two teams played each other on Thanksgiving. So 4 days later, they play each other again, and I think everybody kind of knows what to expect. It's just going to be whether East Providence can spring an upset.
Yeah, I think, for the sake of a good game, we hope it's not. Thanksgiving wasn't a preview of what this is, because
right,
LaSalle won 34-13 on Thanksgiving, won convincingly, scored 21 points, I believe, in the first quarter to take the lead, right off the bat. And that's kind of their MO. I mean, they've dominated teams all year. So, I don't think there was anything unexpected that they beat East Providence and beat them convincingly. Now the hope is for East Providence that, you knew East Providence had clinched going into that game. So they knew they were in the playoffs anyway. Now you have this playoff game. Maybe they didn't want to give anything away, didn't want to show anything, wanted to be healthy, all those sort of things. So the hope is now that it's a perfect storm and everything, kind of comes together for this, the second matchup. Also, does LaSalle come in a little overconfident after, really beating up on them just 4 days ago? So those are some things to watch from East Providence's perspective, because otherwise, if you take the game at face value and it is like it was on Thanksgiving, then LaSalle's going to cruise.
Yeah, absolutely. I think LaSalle, as you look at their schedule, they've passed every test. If you're nervous about a letdown after a big win, they passed that test. Nervous about being overconfident about a certain game, no problem. They've just handled everything very well. And really haven't had a lot of trouble with anybody. I mean, maybe Cranston East that gave them more trouble than anybody in their second to last game.
Yeah.
But even then, Sal's kind of in control, and they do what they do. Francis is a really solid quarterback, and Josh Morris, pretty much the best running back in Division One.
Yeah, he's established himself as the guy in Division One for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done it the same way all year. Those two guys and Tyneal Cooper on the outside at receiver and. And they've been dominant. I mean, we say it to death, but they have scored the most points. They've given up the fewest points. I mean, they're just the unquestioned best team. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be beat. And East Providence has some playmakers, and they've shown the ability to be explosive. 35 points against Hendricken, like we just said, allowed the second fewest points in the league. So East Providence does have some talent there and could have the ability to put up some points and hang with LaSalle. It's just that really no team has been able to do it so far. I mean, they haven't had a tight game. That goes, the duration of the game once this season.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be East Providence, but it's hard to say right now.
Yeah, and East Providence, you don't really know what to expect from them because they were looking pretty strong, some solid wins early, and then they beat Hendricken in October, and that was like a big win. I remember I was kind of listening to their post-game talk, waiting to talk to the coach, and they were saying, all right, this is it, guys. We got to keep this going. We've got a shot at the number one seed. They haven't won again. They have just kind of nosedived a little bit. And they're just tough to figure out. They've scored only 29 points in their last four games. You talk about how they still have the weapons, like Jalen Braxton and Brandon Peters. And we've liked what we've seen from East Providence, but they just haven't gotten it done lately. So can they flip the switch when they have to absolutely flip the switch and get some breaks, I would think.
Yeah, it's similar to what we've talked about with West. They have the guys in the backfield and they have these offensive weapons where they should be able to put up some points, and it just hasn't worked out. And it's a very, very difficult thing to put your finger on. I mean, East Providence, when you think of them and you think of their offense, it's dynamic, the option, and lots of points, lots of big plays. And they've scored 29 points in their last four games. I mean, they're averaging less than 10 points. They were shut out in a non-league game to Foxborough and then lost their last three Division I games. I mean, they're just in a complete nosedive. And, I mean, had they not beaten Hendricken or gotten off the start that they did, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs. So hard to imagine they have a lot of confidence right now. But then again, I mean, they see themselves in practice. They know what they can do with those players. You wonder if they can actually get it done to the degree that they were getting it done at the beginning of the year.
Yep. They did almost beat Hendricken last year in the semifinals, and I don't think it was quite the same kind of matchup. You think East Providence was better last year than they are this year. They've been there before. They had an upset within their sights last year, and they'd certainly like to be there again. I think it's a game where LaSalle is, for East Providence to have a chance, LaSalle's going to have to make some mistakes. I don't think LaSalle playing straight up is going to lose to East Providence.
No, I don't think they can. If they play, they play their game and do everything the right way, there's no way they can lose. But who knows? Anything can happen, right? Still in playoffs, and it's one game. One game, certainly anything can happen.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, we're going to take LaSalle on this one. Our prediction is 41-20. All right, that'll do it for us here on the podcast. There's some other playoff games, Division II, Division III. None of our teams are involved in those, so
so we will not talk.
Talk about them. So it's all D1 for us from this point on. We might be back for another podcast if Hendricken wins on Tuesday over South Kingstown. We'll be back to talk about a potential championship game, and we might even have some special guests for that one.
Yeah,
we'll see what we can swing. But that'll do it for us today. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the playoffs, and hopefully we'll be seeing you again.